Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 31st of January here at Republic Broadcasting. This is the hour I look forward to every week where we visit with my friend Dr. Lynn Wilbert and we talk about health-related matters. If you need a private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, he'd be glad to talk to you. And, Doctor, what is that private cell phone number, sir?
That private number, J.R., is 314-495-6480. 314-495-6480. And again, okay, I'm not answering. It's because my phone is not with me. But please leave a message. And I'm usually prompt at getting back within the 24 hours.
Absolutely. Well, sir, a lot's changed in the week since you were on. We now have a coronal flu virus coming out of China. A lot of people expressing concern about it. What I've been telling people, doctor, is that those most at risk are children under the age of 5 and adults over age 80 and people in between who have a compromised immune system. Your thoughts, sir?
I was listening to that when the story first made news, and one of the things that figures into whether it's an epidemic or pandemic or whatever those demics, once it starts to spread as rapidly as this condition is, it is the mindset of the individual. You don't catch a cold. You don't catch a virus. You create the environment. You create a 5-star luxury hotel and restaurant inside of your body. Viruses have different strands and different makeups and different patterns, but there's no virus that can create their environment. There's not a bacteria or a virus or a fungus on the planet that can create your environment like you and I do. We created our environment. We create our homes and we create our environment. Well, viruses can't do that. Once your internal physiology has gotten to the point where my microorganisms. There's always scouts. They always have scouts out. Strep, if we took 100 people on this call and did a culture, a mouth culture, a swab of the inside of the mouth, 95% of those individuals, if not 98, would be positive for strep. But only a handful of them would have strep symptoms. So strep, much like yeast, it's always present in the system, and as soon as it's vacation time inside your body, they send out the alert, and all of the uncles and grandmother, grandfather, all the relatives come and stay in your house, your hotel, your five-star restaurant. I don't own property, rental property. I know some people that do, and they tell me that it's a little difficult to evict people once they get in your property. And so trying to evict viruses from the body or the bacteria, it requires a concentrated regimen, a concentrated effort in order for that to happen.
All right.
So let me just do the emotional component of it. When people are fearful of catching, again, you don't catch a cold, you don't catch a flu, you create the environment for the microorganism to exist. And trust me, they want to exist inside your body. So now, what is the most acidifying thing that you can do in your life? Yes, it's close. Eating bad food can create acid. You got to eat vegetables to get alkaline minerals, to keep the body alkaline. However, the number one acid producer, the number one creator of acidosis and all itises stem from acid. If you have an acid cell, you have an itis in that cell, whether it's a muscle, it's myositis, whether it's colon, it's colitis, whether it's tendon, it's tendonitis, but it's never heartitis. The fat around the heart, the pericardium, will inflame, but the heart cells themselves will not tolerate, and will exit stage left when the environment becomes too acidic. That's called a heart attack. And most people die from heart attack, which is totally preventable. So when you have fear-based society, oh, I sure hope I don't get that. Ooh, it might kill me. Okay, I sure hope you don't think of a pink elephant. Not too late, you just did. As soon as you process it with fear, false evidence appearing real. You think that virus just showed up? No, it didn't. It reminds me of in the early 50s when the polio vaccine was being introduced. It was a very similar thing then. It was a fear-based society. So now you got everybody going, oh, I hope I don't catch it. I hope I don't catch it. Well, you just set up an environment for it to happen. All viruses, no matter what name they give it, must have an acid environment, in order for them to thrive. So fear creates acid environment. And now that they had, I mean, just think about what's going on in that part of the world. Forest fires for months. There's an environmental change, and people are already in a state of fear and near exhaustion. Once you get exhausted, then you can't fight. They just walk in and live inside of you. So, you know, my suggestion is do everything you've been doing up to this point. Make sure you practice hygiene with your hands. Most people don't. Don't put your hands in your eyes or in your nose or in your face because bacteria travel on your hands. Make sure you minimize fruit right about now because we're going through a transition. You want more vegetable protein. More vegetable protein. Less fruit. Down to no fruit. If you must have a fruit, eat a banana. No oranges. If you must have a fruit, eat an apple. But while you're contemplating whether or not you want to entertain this new virus, make sure you are hygienically conscious of the environment, and don't pay any attention to whether or not you think you're going to get it. If you think you're going to get it, you got it. So that'd be my take on that, John.
All right. Well, it's not going to get that bad in this country. It's not 1918. We have modern sanitation practices. We have hospital rooms that have negative pressure and filters, things that simply did not exist in 1918. Personally, I'm continuing with my normal activities. I will be leaving next week for the John Moore Radio Show Patriot Symposium Cruise, Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and life goes on. I think it's foolish to curtail normal activities, to change your lifestyle, to do things differently than you normally do. We simply don't have that kind of crisis, not at all, do we, Doctor?
No, we don't, John, and that's what is a big factor, again, that, oh, it's in the United States. Oh, no. There's that fear and panic factor, again. Once you get a number of people, I'm trying to think of it was an observation. It's called the 100th monkey syndrome. The monkeys off the west coast of Africa, one monkey started to wash his sweet potato before he ate it. The other monkey saw him, and he did it, and the next monkey did it, and that, before you know it, he had 100 monkeys in that particular colony of off the coast of West Africa that were washing their sweet potatoes in the ocean. Well, a short period of time passed, and they noticed that the monkeys in India, in Asia, were washing their sweet potatoes as well. But they had no way of communicating. They didn't travel from boats.
Not that we understand. Not that we are aware of or understand. Right. There was a way of communicating, obviously. Fascinating. I've heard that story before. It is fascinating, Doctor.
It is.
Doctor, let's take our caller. We got a caller and holder. We had Kevin in West Virginia. Good morning, Kevin.
Hello, sir. First off, I wanted to say I heard you on the Hagman Report sometime this week, and I thought that was a pretty good interview that you had done with Mr. Doug Hagman. You guys are talking about the coronavirus. My question is, was this a test to like maybe to see a response, and China being the icebreaker, kind of like an icebreaker, if they can, you know, lock down a city of, you know, or all these cities of a couple million people, is this nothing more than a test to see if they can lock a country down?
Well, China's not locked down. They have locked down the city of Wuhan, which is 11 million people. There's no way we can tell if it's a test or not, Kevin, because the people behind it aren't talking. So it's just speculation at this point whether it would be a test or not.
Right. I mean, with Event 201 and all of this, it just seems I'm suspicious, very suspicious.
Well, suspicion is a good thing. It's a good thing and to be suspicious. And we need evidence to back up suspicion before it becomes reality.
Exactly. Totally agree. But that was my questions that I had. I just thought this was just seems like they're using China as a beta test in my book and everybody to follow suit. I mean, look at China. It's a dictatorship, and you have people, you know, in media saying, oh, China did a good job, you know, locking the city down, and here they're praising a dictatorship. I mean, it blows me away. It really does.
Right. Well, things could have been done differently. Russia shut down all flights to and from China immediately, which is what we should have done also. But we'll find out maybe later if it was a test or not, Kevin.
Well, you have a great
welcome
day,
to
sir.
Okay. What's your follow-up there, Doctor?
Oh, welcome to world politics.
Absolutely.
Welcome we have to another world politics.
Doctor, we got another caller here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dr. Wilbert, and good morning, John. I have some really good information on the coronavirus. I have a full copy of the patent, but I also found some information connected to it. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has awarded $5.5 million towards this. And guess what? The application for the patent became active as of today. But there's applications going back as far as July of 2014.
The patent was granted and effective as of today, the 31st of January, 2020?
Yeah, it says application status is active, 1/31/2020. Now the previous dates, I have the previous dates of what institute, what scientists are involved, everything.
That's fascinating. Wow. Okay.
That is fascinating.
Yeah. You know, that man is so dead set on depopulation.
Well, earlier today, at my request, Elizabeth, you located the TED Talk that Bill Gates mentioned, the ways he wanted to depopulate 10 to 15% of the people on the planet. And he listed the ways to do that in his TED Talk, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And
what,
you know,
what was one of those ways?
Vaccines.
Vaccines. The way to depopulate the earth includes that doctors
can't
make this stuff.
Yeah, one talk he actually said, I'm sorry. In one talk he actually went ahead to go ahead and say that, oh, if we kill grandma, we can save 10 teacher jobs. He also said that.
Amazing. Well, doctor, you can't make this stuff up. And Dr. Wilbert, you might not be aware of this, but Bill Gates' previous pediatrician for Bill Gates' children was at a doctor's conference when he told the other doctors that Bill Gates doesn't give his own children vaccinations, doctor.
Exactly.
You sounds like you already knew that.
Yes, I know that. He's a product of, I think he moved to Washington or something, but
yep.
One of my experiments, John, when I was in chiropractic college, and I've always had this idea that vaccinations, it's a form of control. And again, we have a fear factor that enters into that as well. And so I'm doing all the research. I'm interviewing the professors and the doctors because I'm studying embryology when my son was being carried by my wife. And so I want to know if we're going to go through, because I've had questions about vaccines and inoculations. Because it doesn't really make sense to me for you to introduce into a system the very thing you want the system to become stronger against. It's called an attenuated whatever it is. And that's like having the burglar install your video surveillance system. You won't have anything in your house next week. And so when I did the research, none of the professors on campus, none of them, and most medical doctors don't either. They just don't tell you. It's a money stink. And if you think about it, John, you and I, we were probably the original ADHD kids. And now they have an outbreak of autism and more of this. It just doesn't make sense. So the conclusion of the matter was this. No one was given a vaccination. I say, honey, so what are we going to do? She says, your decision. I say, what? Yeah, you did the research, your decision. I'll support your decision. My son did not have not one vaccination, and he's the healthiest of all three of my healthy children. My daughter's 39. She had a round and a half. My second daughter's 36. She had half a round. My son had none. And again, if you practice health protocols, then an ounce of prevention is much better than a pound of cure. When I heard that from a medical doctor, Dr. Bloomberg, as a matter of fact, was his name, he says, oh, no, I don't vaccinate, but I do recommend it for the population of pediatric kids I take care of. Well, if you don't do it, why do you recommend it? Well, like most medicines, most doctors don't take the heart medicines that they recommend. Most doctors don't take the medications they recommend to the general population. That should tell you something. And again, today my son is, he'll be 30. Ooh, my goodness, he'll be 35 this year. And his wife remarks, everybody else will be sick in the house, and he won't. He'll just keep going.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 31st of January. A week from tomorrow, I'll be speaking in Orlando, Florida, with my friend Steve Manoon and his lovely wife, Jenna. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. May 1st and 2nd, I'll be speaking in Indianapolis with Pastor Paul Begley. Once again, tickets and details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Elizabeth, are you still there?
Yeah, I am, John. I just wanted to add that I'd like to forward this to you. I'd like to get this, I'd like to fax this over to you because there's some information here I think that's worth looking into.
Yeah, well, get that to me and I'll take a look at it. And we do thank you for your call, my dear.
All right, thank you very much. Okay. And Dr. Wilbert, I will get with you one of these days when it's less crazy. My son just had a baby. His wife just had a baby. So I'm going to be on the run a little bit later on today, but I haven't forgotten about you. And I've also been sick. I'm just recently recovering somewhat.
Okay.
Still trying to grab hold of me, but I hope to be better soon. All
okay.
right, thanks for taking my call, you guys.
Call. Thanks for the call. Well, Doctor, the President has met with the top experts in public health, and he's very confident this is under control. I trust the President. I believe that this is under control, and people need to keep everything in proper perspective, don't they, sir?
Well, again, John, I don't put any plans. I mean, what you see, what was the song, Believe Half of, Believe None of What You See and Half, no, Believe None of What You Hear and Half of What You See. Because there's smoke and screens and mirrors and illusions and sleight of hand all the time. So if you think about it, there was some conversation with the U.S. and China, and now we have this, we're going to feel sorry for them because of, you know, their population being somewhat decimated. And then you have the president here saying, well, you know, we have it under control. I'm in control. I don't dwell on that very much, but I look at the over picture. There's something else going on. It's smoke and mirrors. How about you not pay attention to this over here while I do something else over here? By the time you figure out I'm doing it over here, then I've already done it. Now we got to talk about this. Oh, no, it's much more pertinent and important information for us to pay attention to what is real and what is true. See, this country, I love the United States of America. I wouldn't live any place else that I can think of at the moment, maybe in one of the blue zone countries up in the mountains. But, you know, that's for when I'm 150. But I appreciate what we have here, and we value it. We have to understand that the healthcare system is not a healthcare system. It is a sick care system. It is a sick care system. And with that in mind, they don't want people to get well. If you get well, you stop buying medicines. Well, my insurance company pays for it. Well, who pays for your insurance premiums? Insurance companies and pharmaceutical companies and the American Medical Association are bedfellows. Oh, yes. They're bedfellows. One of the presidents, I think, of the AMA, is now president of the Pharmaceutical Association. I don't know. I don't look closely at it, but I know it happened. I know it happened. We, as a group of chiropractors, had to sue the American Medical Association because they were arbitrarily slandering and lobbying against insurance companies, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare, to arbitrarily challenge chiropractic care. Most people don't know that medicine wasn't around when chiropractic was first practiced. Medicine didn't come around until the late 1890s, and it was archaic then. So for them to have taken over, just an indication of how money is the driver of this healthcare business. I think it was 2010. It may have been a little sooner than that. But there's a book out. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but I just thought about it. It's called The Wellness Revolution. It's written by an economist named Paul Zane Pilsner. And again, don't quote me on the exact date, but I'm thinking 2010 or 2008, something like that. He says, the wellness community by 2020 or something like that. The numbers are not accurate, but the concept is. And today, you know it to be true. The wellness community is just as big as the medical community. Not quite as big. When I say wellness, you can look online for all kinds of meditation, yoga, exercise, nutrition. The internet has allowed this information to be disseminated. Now you know that if you eat whole foods, and you eat foods that support your immune system, and you buy the fact that injury, I mean, that prevention is much, much easier than ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's what I'm thinking of. I mean, a stitch in time saves nine. All of these things are absolutely still true. And Elizabeth, you mentioned you were cleansing. It doesn't matter what you're cleansing. Just de-simplify your food intake.
Hold that thought, doctor. Intake. Hold that thought. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 31st day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we've got new images. The list keeps growing. New images of continents with different coastlines, continents with new coastlines, in movies and TV shows, posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can scroll down pretty far down to get to them, but they're there. The new coastline images are there. It's our project. If you find an image, just get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. If you want to have a stronger immune system, be healthier, be able to do the things that you want to do, you really do need an energy cleaner. You really do. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. If you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, get yourself an energy cleaner. If you've got arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. You're going to want a mattress pad to go with it. I have everything in stock. Twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. You can read up on the energy cleaner, the patent application information right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website at thelibertyman.com. And please do keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, maybe become a client of his, here's his private telephone number. It's 314 405-645-6480. Let's continue, Doctor.
All righty, John Moore. I found the book. It is The Wellness Revolution. There's another one out there. He is his name, The Wellness Revolution. How to Make a fortune in the Next $1 trillion Industry. Like I said, he's an economist, and he speaks about, I was looking for the date of the book, but I don't see it. But he speaks about the next $1 trillion industry being in wellness and food and nutrition. And to underscore that point, you can walk into Walmart, and there's a whole section on vitamins and minerals. Well, the average person that's shopping for vitamins and minerals in Walmart does not know what they need. They're only picking up what they were told that they need. How do you know? You must evaluate. You must determine. And so you can walk into your local gas station. They'll have some vitamins and minerals for you, too. So it has trickled down that everyone is getting to a part of this because people are noticing, not everyone, but some people are noticing, you know, I've been taking this medication for 20 years. It seems like I'd be better now. But in reality, I'm not, because instead of taking two, I'm taking five. So if I were getting better, I'd take two for a year or two, and then I'd stop. Logic 101, it really doesn't make sense. I'm not anti-medicine. If your body stopped making the medicine, there's a reason why. And the reason why is because you're in emergency mode so long, you're in defense physiology so long, you're not sleeping 8 hours straight through each night. You barely get to sleep. And when you go to bed tired, you wake up tired, that's a recipe for exhaustion. And so now they give you a drug to go to sleep. They give you a drug to wake up. They give you a drug to control. Doctor, what? I used to make this drug. I didn't have to take this drug. Why am I not making it? Ask that question of your medical doctor and see what answer you get. The answer is simply this. The pharmacy factory inside your body called the pituitary gland was told to stop making healing medications, healing drugs, because you're running from the bear. What's the bear? Stress, pressure. Stressor, if you will. I made that word up. Stress plus pressure equals stressor. In a closed stress system, the weakest wall is going to give. That's called a stroke. It's called a breach of an artery because of increased pressure. Well, if you got up and ran around the block a few times, the pressure would increase. You shunt the blood from organs to muscles, and then when you stop running around the block, you recalibrate after a little while. Some people never stop running, and it's simply you can't make healing drugs and emergency drugs simultaneously, an impossibility. So you're either doing one or another, and you mentioned sleep is the time to heal. Let's just say in a 24-hour day, you have 100% energy that you use for staying alive, for surviving. And you sleep the 8 hours, like most people, 5 to 8. I can sleep 10 hours. If I have 10 hours of sleep, I love sleeping because I know it's healing. And so you spend, of the 100% available energy for survival, you spend 80% of that energy while you are sleeping, healing. But if you spend that energy running from the bear, you have dreams of people chasing you, and you wake up in a sweat, and you toss and turn, and you go to the bathroom 5 times a night. Well, that's your adrenals. Adrenals are water regulators. You go into the bathroom because you're running in your sleep. Consequently, you don't heal. And over time, the body is so marvelously put together that over time, you will actually start to break down. That is just amazing. The heart is designed to last for 5 lifetimes. And we managed to do something to it in half a lifetime, just by design alone. Design. In the first 18 days, by day 17, 18, the heart's already beating. I can take your heart out of your chest in a petri dish, and it'll beat by itself until it can't. Of course, I'd have to keep you alive with life support equipment, but your heart just keep on ticking and doesn't miss a beat. And so if you think a beat every 60 seconds, 60 to 80 is normal heart rate, times how many minutes in a day, times how many days you've been alive, now you see how your heart works. But see, most people don't realize that the heart is not the primary pump of the body. The lungs are. The lungs are the primary pump. The heart pumps blood. The lungs pump blood and deoxygenate and oxygenize. That's why you have two of them. You can intentionally speed up your heart rate by speeding up your respiration rate. And the reverse is true, too. If you focus on breath, control belly breathing, and lower your shoulders, and send oxygen to the trillions of cells that you have, your breath will calm down, your blood pressure will come down, and your heart rate will come back to normal. But if you're just going around during your day, and all of a sudden, your heart skips a beat and picks up pace. Why does it do that? The heart doesn't pick up its pace by itself. The heart just doesn't start running because it decided to. No, it was told to. It was a perception from your environment that something was a threat to your physical existence. It could have been a less than positive emotion. It could have been a perceived stress at work. It could have been that person is angry and upset at you, or you angry and upset at them. They made you upset. Or you could have had the thought of that, and your heart changed beat. Well, one of the reasons why it changed is because of the adrenal glands. The adrenals control the rhythm of the heart, and so does the thyroid gland. And it will immediately change rate when your life is threatened. What's the number one threat to human existence? Less than positive feeling about anything. I tell my clients all the time, if you're alive, you're as well as you're going to get in this moment. Why not celebrate that? Why not be happy about that? If you look down at the grass and see the trees, you're above ground. That's bare minimum great. You can be happy about that. And once you become happy, you're going to attract more happy experiences to you, because in the world of quantum physics, like energies attract. Like energies. Newton's physics, opposites attract. But in quantum, like energy. So if you knew, and I've mentioned this before, I'll mention it again, if you knew the devastating destruction that a less than positive thought created for your cells, every last one of them, because it used to be one cell big, if you knew the devastating destruction, the tornadic, volcanic, tsunami destruction created by a less than positive thought, you spend this moment and the rest of your life not doing that or finding ways to recover instantly. There's no person on the planet who can think positive all the time. Well, I won't say that. Every time I see the Dalai Lama, he got this positive look on his face, so I don't know. But it's a challenge. It's a skill. It's a skill set to hit the reset button when you run off road. It's a skill set to snap back love and peace and let it go and calmness. Dr. Alan Watkins, A-L-A-N Watkins, he wrote a book on coherence. He's from the UK, but he teaches all over the world. He teaches CEOs how to show a brilliant every day. And since we are CEOs of ourselves, can we show up brilliant every day? Sure we can. I wouldn't want to be CEO of an organization, because that's way past my pay grade. But we are CEOs of ourselves. And so how do we manage? How do we motivate? How do we get up and do it again? It's Friday. I look forward to Friday. I'm going to have to stop looking forward to Friday. It's coming too soon. We just did this not too long ago. Seems like it. But a week has passed, and time is passing. And since we have the capacity to live for a very long time, like long bones, your leg, your thighs, well, they're only designed to last for, oh, maybe 120 years, easy. We have hip and knee replacements at 60 or earlier. There's a reason. There's a reason. We've been duped into thinking that the current lifestyle that is told or taught is not really working for us. We're down around 80 or maybe even less than that in terms of how many years you can expect to live in this country. That's not a good feeling. Not a good feeling. When I turned 50, I weighed 290 pounds. So my next thought was, you know what, Lynn, theoretically speaking, you've got less time on the planet than you've lived, meaning, you know, 20, 30 years left. That didn't feel good. The thought didn't feel good. How do you change your emotions? You change the thought. I changed my thought to, you know what, I'm just a third of the way through. If the planet is here, I'll be 150, and I'll consider slowing down. So I changed the thought, and I modified my lifestyle. Modify, you don't have to worry or wonder what your body's going to do when you do something to it. If you worry about if your body is doing it correctly, you just interfere with its perfect function. Your system is a perfect stimulus response organism. I mentioned cleansing to Elizabeth that from Thanksgiving to December the 10th, I ate more sugar than I've had in 10, 15 years, easy. And so after that, I took myself off all sugar, all, even quinoa. I didn't even do any whole grain. I just did mostly vegetables, zero sugar, lots of water. I did that for 14 days, and I call it a pre-cleanse. And now, when's the last time I had sugar? December the 10th. When's the next time I'm going to have sugar? I can't tell you, because I'm only one in it. Of all the things you put in your body, sugar is the most deleterious. In order for you to process a molecule of sugar, you have to use all of the available minerals and vitamins you have to process that sugar. Now, it's a really tight, high-energy bond. That's why you can go to the moon and come back fast. You have to do it all over again. And then you become sugar insensitive. And then you become addicted to the sugar. Oh, the worst substance for you. The body cannot heal if it doesn't have the raw materials. The reason why you eat food, ingest anything, is to replenish the raw materials, the vitamins and minerals, most importantly, minerals. If you didn't have minerals, you couldn't use vitamins. Oh, really? Yeah, vitamins are not that important. They're important enough to support the system of metabolic activity, but they're not necessary. However, they're necessary in order for the process to be complete. So they are necessary, but minerals are more important. There's a study, I can't put my fingers on it now, but way back in the 1930s, they looked at a cup of spinach. It had over 130 grams of iron. They did it again in 1950. It was about, half, if not less. They did it again in 1980. It was about 2.2 grams of iron in a cup of spinach. They haven't done it since then. And so unless you have specialized farmers and growers that make sure that the minerals are in the food that they make, then it's just that you're on your own. You may as well start a farm, which it's not unusual. More people are growing their own food now, which I love to do. I saw it's out in California. They're doing vertical growing with only water and no soil and producing acres and acres of food for the world. That's what the wellness revolution is doing. The wellness revolution is creating products, nutritional products, for people to understand what is necessary. What is food? Why do you even want food? High fructose corn syrup is banned in Europe, been banned in Europe. For some years now, it's still in food today, and it kills you. High fructose corn syrup will fruck you up, and you don't even know it until you are. They banned trans fatty acids. trans fat, yeah. Bad for you. You think you find trans fats in foods today? Yep, look in the processed box. You'll find it. So this country and the people that run the sick care in this country, they're more about money than they care about you. They want you to live to be 85 years old and contribute to the pharmaceutical fund since you were 30. That's 50 years of contribution. I was talking to an attorney the other day. He said, you know, I'm becoming more and more diabetic. I get a drug that costs $1,000 a month.
Hold that thought, doctor. We've got our last break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back. Let's go more back. Jared Moore here on Friday, visiting with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need a private consultation, just give him a call. Leave a message if he's not there. The telephone number, here it is, twice slowly, 314-495-6480. I say it again, 314-495-6480. Doctor, I looked up that book, The Wellness Revolution by Paul Pilser. Used copies are available on Amazon for $2, by the way.
Oh, awesome. Very good. Very good. I think I'll grab one because I don't have it in my immediate library, but it's he's an amazing man. He's a late rabbi. He's a professor, law professor. He got a wealth of knowledge, and I did get a chance to meet him. Just an amazing human being. And so, you know, in recap, John, I tell my clients the first step to being well is to realize that you're not sick. You're not sick. You're surviving. You are survivors. So every day, if you get up in the morning and look into the mirror, you look into your left eye. Now, in the mirror, your left eye is on the same side as your left eye. So take your finger and touch your left eye so you can make sure you're looking at your left eye. But if you're looking at a person, their left eye is opposite your left eye. I only talk to people looking into their left eye because the left eye connects directly to the right intuitive brain. And so you look in there and you say, you know what? I am a survivor. I am not sick. I'm a survivor. In fact, I'm perfectly well. I want to work on being weller. How do I do that? Well, I happen to be in direct contact with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. He seems to know how to be well. Let me ask him some things and see if I can do it. Because everything I share with my clients, most everything I share with my clients, I do. Some things I don't share because they would look at me sideways and wonder why I do that. But it works for me. And so when you realize that your body is designed by design alone, it's a perfect stimulus response organism. If you cut yourself, you're going to heal in time. Depends if you're 4 or 80. It takes time for that to happen. But it will heal. It's like it heals everything else. The only issue is you cannot heal memories because memories never go away. And so you have to replace memories. I call it thought replacement. When the thought hits your forehead, it doesn't make you feel good. Change the thought. Memory update, and then look forward to improving the next day and enhancing humankind. Put a smile on your face. I guarantee you, if you smile, there's no way you can feel less than happy. Babies are happy. They just learn how to get upset because of their mothers and their environment, and everybody else is upset. So it must be okay for me to be upset. No, worst thing you can do. In order to live a happy and productive life, you must focus on the moment. It's moment to moment. Contrary to popular opinion and belief, we only have one thought at a time. If we can control it, if we control that thought and make it benefit, allow it to benefit us as humans and then humankind, then we will have contributed.
Doctor, that's a great way to wrap the show up. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Alrighty. Have a great one.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever gear up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.